It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. This morning, an Illinois House committee approved sweeping changes to the state pension system. State and university employees and public school teachers will face a choice: accept lower cost of living adjustments in retirement or don't have future pay increases count toward your pensions. Employees who don't accept the reduced retirement package would also lose access to state health care after they retire. The proposal would also gradually shift the cost of pensions for public school teachers and university employees away from the state and onto school districts and universities. Opponents say that will result in property tax increases and tuition hikes, but House Speaker Michael Madigan says it's not right that the state has to pick up the tab for a group of workers for which it has no say in salary.
There's a concept in America that we all strive to live under, which is called responsibility. Responsibility for our actions. And when one person can spend money and send the bill to somebody else, that's not responsible. That's not responsibility. That's un-American.
The measure approved by the House Pension Committee by a 6-3 vote this morning. It now goes to the House floor, and it appears Democrats have the legislation on a fast track. The Illinois House is considering a 6% cut to state universities in next year's budget. That's nearly double the reduction in the budget plan that passed the Senate last week. The dollar amount of the cuts would vary depending on the size of the institution. For the three campuses of the University of Illinois in Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield, that amounts to a reduction of more than $42 million. Illinois State University would lose nearly $4.8 million. Eastern Illinois University would lose $2.8 million. The proposal also slashes $15 million from scholarships for needy students through the Monetary Assistance Program, also known as MAP grants. For the second straight summer, the University of Illinois' Abbott Power Plant is moving from coal to natural gas because of decreased power demand during that time. A spokesman for U of I Facilities and Services says it's part of an effort to remain more sustainable across campus. And on a larger scale, Andy Blacker says it gets the university closer to its no coal by 2017 goal outlined in the campus climate action plan. He says there are a few options his department is looking at.
We are currently in the process of looking at a solar farm option on the South Farms, and that's in the evaluation process. They are also looking at test firing biomass fuel at Abbott, which is actually a mixing of a biomass product such as miscanthus with coal.
Blacker says a request for a proposal has already gone out on the solar farm idea. Last summer, switch from coal to gas with less students and faculty on campus started in April and ended in August. Meanwhile, the U of I's Board of Trustees is scheduled to vote this Thursday on the replacement of one of its gas boilers. The other two will be replaced as part of a project to complete the work in phases, keeping up reliable steam production. Administrators overseeing sustainability at the University of Illinois, as well as Parkland College, say it's becoming just as much a priority for incoming students. U of I Associate Chancellor Pardeep Khanna says the Urbana campus made this a greater priority 4 years ago when many chancellors across the United States became part of a climate commitment to achieve carbon neutrality by the year 2050. One requirement is that sustainability becomes part of teaching programs. And Parkland Vice President for Institutional Advancement, Seamus Riley, says students drive a lot of what Parkland does in terms of new green construction, as well as studies in biology and natural sciences. He says students also expect initiatives like a recycling program and projects that provide volunteer opportunities.
And I think that has helped as our faculty begin to try to shape the curriculum in line with the changing sort of view regarding sustainability. But certainly the students come with a higher sense of expectation because it has been ingrained from a much younger age for them, yeah. I think.
Parkland has also closed on Fridays the past two summers to bring down utility costs. And as part of a commitment from U of I students a few years ago, two sustainability fees were initiated, totaling $16 per student a semester. That generates about $1 million annually. Both Riley and Khanna were guests on WILL's Focus program this morning. U of I officials may know later today whether a room in the Institute of Genomic Biology building is safe to re-enter. The room was evacuated last night along with the rest of the building due to a hazardous material spill. Urbana Fire Chief Michael Dilley says that a shelf in a flammable materials cabinet apparently collapsed, sending a number of containers of flammable liquids crashing to the floor. Chief Dilley says the real risk was when the materials from the containers began to mix together.
It's always concerning when you have materials that get together because you don't know what the outcome's going to be. It could be reactive, it could not be reactive, depending on the chemical.
Authorities evacuated the building for a while last night, but let people back in once it was confirmed that the hazard was limited to one room. As of this morning, that room still contained the spilled liquids all gathered together inside a drum. A fume hood was being used to send gases from the spill outside. Dilley says the room will be reopened once it's completely aired out and safe for use. Dilley says the spill caused minor injuries to one person at the building who was sprayed by some of the flammable liquid. Drivers could soon be banned from talking on cell phones while going through an emergency zone. Illinois lawmakers sent the measure to the governor yesterday that would allow for just that. Anytime an emergency vehicle has its lights flashing, according to the proposal, drivers would have to hang up and put their phone away. State Representative Jerry Costello II, a Democrat from Smithton, sponsored the measure. He says drivers should be careful while navigating around emergency responders.
I would challenge anyone who has not been a police officer or done a traffic stop, pull over on the Dan Ryan Expressway, put your hazards on, step outside of your car and see how safe you feel.
The emergency zone would extend for 500 feet around such emergency scenes, and violators would have to pay a $75 fine. The measure passed both the House and Senate and awaits the governor's decision. An Illinois House committee has approved a new early release program for prison inmates. They say it will help the state avoid legal trouble over a severely crowded system. Majority Leader Barbara Flynn Curry is sponsoring the measure. The Chicago Democrat says if lawmakers do nothing, they could face a court order to start churning inmates out of prison.
Our prison system was built for about 34,000 offenders, and today the number of inmates is about 49,000.
Officials used early release for decades, but Governor Pat Quinn shut it down in 2009 after news reports that inmates were being released just weeks or even days after arriving at prison. And a former Southwestern Illinois attorney who served federal prison time for trying to protect a client's illegal gambling is dead. The St. Clair County Coroner's Office confirmed 63-year-old Emil Quido died Tuesday morning in a Belleville Hospital's intensive care unit. No details were released. Quido was convicted in 1997 of conspiracy and interfering with the federal gambling investigation of client Thomas Venezia. He spent 6 years in federal prison and was later disbarred. At the time of his death, he was still appealing his conviction, alleging prosecutorial misconduct. Quido also was a prominent figure in Southern Illinois Democratic politics and a childhood friend of Congressman Jerry Costello. In sports, the Chicago Cubs host the San Diego Padres at 1:20 today. The St. Louis Cardinals are on the road, continuing a series in Atlanta at 6:10. And the White Sox also on the road there in Tampa. They take on the Rays, also first pitch, 6:10. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.